A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Jesus stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst. God has visited his people." This report about Jesus spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I currently live in Louisville, Kentucky. In 2011, the City Council adopted a resolution naming Louisville a compassionate city. The resolution committed the city government and the people of Louisville to a 10-year process of discovering how a compassionate city behaves and then learning to act accordingly. By adopting the Compassionate City Resolution, Louisville joined an international movement launched in 2009 with the unveiling of the Charter for Compassion. The Charter, co-authored by a cadre of world-renowned spiritual leaders, was the inspiration of author and teacher Karen Armstrong. Armstrong recognized that all the major world religions teach compassion as a fundamental tenet of their basic belief system. She believes that the practice of compassion is the path of world transformation from violence to peace. Compassion can mistakenly be thought of as a soft, nice, fluffy way of being. On the contrary, real compassion requires deep courage. The late author and teacher Henri Nouwen said this about compassion: "Compassion asks us to go where it hurts, to enter into places of pain, to share in brokenness, fear, confusion, and anguish. Compassion challenges us to cry out with those in misery, to mourn with those who are lonely, to weep with those in tears. Compassion requires us to be weak, vulnerable with the vulnerable, and powerless with the powerless." The courageous, humble face of compassion is revealed in today's gospel. Jesus, the compassion of God, embraces the anguish of a grieving widow who is about to bury her only son. Although surrounded by a large crowd, Jesus' attention fixes exclusively on the heartbroken, weeping woman. Jesus embraces her suffering and pain with compassion, and her world is transformed. Death gives way and life is restored. Grief dissolves into joy. Alienation is overcome and community regained. Despair fades and hope renews the broken heart. Compassion is God's way of being. Therefore, like Jesus, compassion must be our way of life. Today, each of us will undoubtedly be given an opportunity, great or small, to practice compassion. We must first recognize, see as Jesus did, the suffering of the one with whom we stand face to face. We must honor the desire that wells up within us to alleviate that suffering. And then we must do what Jesus would do.